Sherlock Holmes and his faithful friend Watson were on a camping trip together. And after a delicious meal cooked over the open campfire and a bottle of wine and wonderful conversation, they retired for the evening. Sometime a few hours later, Holmes awoke, and he nudged his faithful companion and said, "Watson, look up and tell me what you see." Watson looked and said, "I see millions and millions of stars." "Why do you ask?" Holmes said, "What does that tell you?" Watson said, "Well, astronomically, it tells me there are millions of galaxies and perhaps billions of planets. Astrologically, it tells me I can see that Saturn is in Leo. Theologically, I see that God is all-powerful and we are small and insignificant. Chronologically, I would say it's about 3:15. And meteorologically, I can see that tomorrow will be a beautiful day. Why, Holmes? What does it tell you?" And Holmes said, "Elementary, my dear Watson. Someone has stolen our tent." The challenge for Christian people, especially those of the Episcopal persuasion, is not to complicate Lent too much. This is a journey. We're not leading it. We have a rabbi whom we follow, and he takes us and leads us on this journey. Our goal is to get to Jerusalem. He has talked about what will happen there, about being rejected by the chief priests and scribes, the Pharisees, being abused, tortured, and being killed, and on the third day, rising. We may not want to go that far. Peter didn't want to go that far. Peter had just, previous to this, confessed who he was. "You are the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Peter received a blessing because of that confession. And now, in order to get Peter and the others and to get us to see that this is a simple journey and not based on worldly standards or worldly methods, but on God's way, Jesus must turn to Peter and call him Satan's stooge. "Don't do it that way, Peter." Peter had hoped that he would be an earthly king, regal, royal, sitting on a golden throne, issuing orders. And of course, what Peter hoped is that he would be the Secretary of State. "We won't do it that way, Peter. We will do it God's way." All these folks you see, and all those who come after, they can't get to the finish line on their own. They have to do it my way. And what we discover is that we are saved by grace through faith. And it calls us to certain realities in the way we live our lives. It calls us to genuine humility. None of us are any more important than anybody else as we stand in front of God. We're all the same, have the same need. Dwight L. Moody, a great preacher a few generations back, once said, "I'm so glad that a person can't work their way to heaven. If a person could work their way to heaven, you would hear no end of it. why a person who works hard and gets a few thousand dollars together talks about being a self-made man. He said, I'm sick of the whole mess. He said, I'm so glad that in heaven I will spend all eternity and not have to hear anybody talk about how hard they work to get there. Kind of like the man who survived the Johnstown flood. He just loved to tell everybody about how he survived the flood. He found a tree limb and he hung on to it for 4 days, he said, until the waters receded and he was able to be rescued. And he just talked about it all the time. When he finally died and went to heaven, he met St. Peter at the gate and said, can I tell people about surviving the Johnstown flood? And St. Peter said, well, of course you can. But I got to remind you, Noah is in the audience. Called to genuine humility, not false kind, genuine humility, that we kneel at the foot of the throne of grace together. It's also called to be compassionate, to be people of compassion. We live in a culture that's built on competition. It's important, but it's not the pinnacle. It's not the only thing. Cooperation and compassion also have to be a big part of who we are and how we live. And I suspect over the next little while, our compassion will be tested. We reach out and try to help those who have fallen through the cracks and lift them up and be people who stand beside them, who walk with them. Ed Beck was a basketball player at the University of Kentucky under the legendary Adolph Rupp. He went on to become a minister. Served as the chaplain to the United States Olympic team. Back in 1984, those Olympics, he was at the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs. He said, I always thought that the kingdom of heaven, getting to the kingdom, was like these finely trained athletes who worked hard and who trained, who disciplined themselves, who ran with singleness of purpose to cross that finish line first. One day he said, I learned a great lesson. I wandered down to an adjoining track where the Special Olympics for that region were being held. The 8 runners for the 100-meter dash were lined up. The gun went off and they all charged out of the starting blocks and hadn't gone very many steps until one of the little boys fell. And he began to cry loudly. Then Ed Beck said, I saw an amazing thing. The other 7 runners stopped and came back. And one rather large-framed girl bent down and kissed the little boy's knee and said, that'll make it feel better. And together, all 8 of them walked across the finish line holding hands. I learned a great lesson, Ed Beck said. The kingdom of heaven is like that. We cross it together. We're called humility and compassion. The third thing Jesus said is that you're called to mission. Said the time will come when you will have to bend over and take up your cross and follow me. Crosses are not laid on us from outside. They're voluntarily the things we bend over and take on. Burdens are maybe laid on us by fate or obligation, but not crosses. Crosses we take up. We find that which we do. We have to be the ones to do it. If we don't do it, it doesn't get done. The challenge for us, this is an absolutely amazing congregation. the ministries and the missions you have in this community and abroad astound people. The challenge, of course, is to continue to get people to put their 2 cents worth in, to volunteer to give the few hours that it takes for a ministry to be more effective, to be able to expand it, do new things with it. That's a challenge for all of us as we live our lives. Jesus said to Peter, "Take up your cross, follow me. Be my person in the world. Join with others." Our goal is to get to Jerusalem, to get to the finish line, to get to the kingdom. We are reminded again today that if we get there and if we cross the finish line, we will be doing it together, holding hands.